little bit later on. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Stormwalker Ranch, and I have MK and Kelly here with us today. And first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here where it's
Thank
good warm.
Thank you for having us back.
Thanks, Tom.
We're excited to be here.
Well, I tell you, you got this big event that's coming up. Let us in on the secret.
The secret.
Should we tell him? I don't know.
Well, okay, I am. I'll tell you because okay. I think it's really fun. The secret that we talked about last time was with Little History Adventures, and
yes.
That's Kay Little, and her sidekick as another pioneer woman will be Marilyn Culver.
Oh, okay.
And they are going to come out, and the thing that they're going to do is they're going to be presenting ways in which the pioneers lived.
Uh-huh.
And so children will have an opportunity to have two different activities. That was the secret. And I'll let you know about one of them. One of them is learning how to make butter.
How to make butter.
How to make butter.
And where are these people coming out to?
They're coming to Stormwalker Ranch.
Could that be for a harvest festival?
Harvest Festival 2019. We're so excited.
So making butter, is that where you churn to earn?
You're going to churn, and then you're going to earn. That's exactly right, because they're going to get to churn in an old-fashioned churner, and they're also going to be able to make it very quickly so that they can actually take it with them or even taste it right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you like that?
Yeah. It'll be a blast.
Have you done that, MK?
I have not.
Well, it sounds like you got to get a ticket.
That's right.
Speaking of tickets.
Yeah. So I have just a big stack of tickets right now, but I think I'm going to have to share those with the general public.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Now, when is our fall harvest event coming up?
Go ahead, Kel.
This Thursday. It's October 31st.
Is that this Thursday?
This Thursday,
the
October 31st.
October 31st.
3:30 to 7:30 out at Stormwalker Ranch. We are off of Highway 75 going north towards Caney at Kansas. And we are at
Road 1100.
4 Mile Road.
Yes.
The other, a.k.a., yes.
Uh-huh. There's a
sign there. And as arrows turning left to enter into, you go over those railroad tracks and then turn right into the ranch, and we'll have people guiding and directing. And the first thing you're going to do is get on a hayride to get into the center of the ranch. So you'll park your car and board a wagon and have those percherons take you right into the center of the ranch.
These percherons are beautiful. I've seen these
yes.
things. These are the, in my book, the ultimate draft horse. And these are big, these are strong, these are beautiful, but yet such gentle creatures.
Yes, and Pat Hopkins is donating them, and she'll be our driver for the afternoon and the evening. And she is with Peter's True Value Hardware Store. They're one of our bigger sponsors, and we're so appreciative of having her join us this year and being able to offer that. And people will have a different ride back to their cars once they're through in the evening. They'll come back on another track, on another wagon, but it will be pulled by our Big Blue, we call it. It's a big Holland tractor that we have at the ranch, and they'll come back into their cars that way.
Well, this is pretty nice. You got to like that, you know. Mm-hmm. You got a pickup and drop-off service.
That's
there,
right.
Valet parking, as you go to Stormwalker Ranch for the Thursday event. Now, this is really nice, too, because this is just right after school.
Yes.
You know, that's the thing I like about it. Hey, get in the car, go. You know, you're there.
And it's still daylight.
And plenty of daylight, too. Well,
yes.
For the first half, anyway.
Yes.
But we have big highway construction lights that light up the whole area once it starts getting dark. So it's easy to find. It's easy to find your way around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just so people know, on our website, stormwalker.com, on the Harvest Festival page, which is, you'll see the art when you bring up the website, and it's the big art thing. Click on it. Mm-hmm. You've got links to Apple Maps, Google Maps to get you to the proper entrance, because people are coming in our secondary entrance, not the primary entrance off of Highway 75.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming in off Road 1100 or 4 Mile Road.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted that differentiation because the other entrance will be closed for the event.
Oh, okay. I got it. That's good information, too, because I hate for somebody to get discouraged and say, and then go home. You know, we want you to go out there and have fun.
Yeah, and we'll have signs up on the highway directing people in and to parking and everything. So once you even get in the area, you won't have any problem finding your way in.
Now, with the big Fall Harvest Festival, what's the cost per admission?
It's free.
I knew that. I just like hearing it.
So do we. That's the best part.
It's free admission. It's free food. This year we went to, we did a little bit differently this year. We created a collectible ticket. It's a ticket that has multiple sections on it. The primary stub is something they'll be able to take home as a keepsake.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All those things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then on there are food tickets, so you can use those to get free food at any of the various mm-hmm. food locations we have. Chuck Wagon Chili, Campfire Pies. We've got the
Kettle Corn,
the Salvation Army. Tell us about the Salvation Army.
Salvation Army. I'm so excited about Salvation Army coming this year. They are providing nachos, and for the first time, we're also offering cotton candy. And for those, you know, Java drinkers, I want to make a highlight. They are going to be the provision for our coffee, and that's being sponsored by Outpost Coffee. So you addicts there that need to have your Outpost Coffee, yes. We've been blessed with the opportunity to have that coffee donated, and Salvation Army is going to be brewing it up, and so it'll be available in the evening as people need it.
I like the Salvation Army. They're great people.
They have been just fantastic. We have them out during the summer with their kids, and we also a couple of months ago had their seniors. They have a senior program. Did you know that?
No, that I did not know.
They have a number of seniors that come in and participate each week with things at their, you know, at their facility, and we had them out to come out and to work with the horses. They are 50 or 60 plus years old. Mm-hmm. And yes, they can work with the animals. And they did. They had a ball. They had a blast. You can see pictures on our website regarding that. But they are, you know, we're just reciprocating here with them coming out and sharing something that they can offer back to the community and back to Stormwalker by participating and bringing their canteen, their food services truck. So we're excited to have them.
That's a good partner to have.
Really. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with MK, and we're also talking with Kelly Goodall here about Stormwalker Ranch and, of course, the big festival that's coming up on Thursday. But Stormwalker Ranch is more than just what happens on Thursday. Tell us a little bit more
about that. Oh, yeah. It's always more about than just Thursday. This is a big workup for us to be offering this to our community. And we are just thrilled. I can't believe that I'm still this excited about this after all the things that we've been doing. It's like,
a lot of sleepless nights, weekends that never end.
Well, we've been at this for months, putting this event together.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some new things this year that I wanted to bring up before we kind of got onto another topic. Uh-huh. So one of the things that we've added this year is some pretty substantial prizes.
Yes.
So Kelly can tell us about the prizes that will be given away.
This is really exciting. So we wanted to maintain, you know, a community connection here. Good. So we have a two-night stay at the Bar du Valley Inn. This is a bed and breakfast here in town, mm-hmm. and it is beautiful. If you have not been out to Bar du Valley Inn, it is worth a visit. It's worth a stay, mm-hmm. and they have graciously gifted us a two-night stay, so that's going to be one of our prizes. And so thankful to Perry and Beth, the proprietors. It's located out on Road 1400. Just between Bartlesville and Dewey. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much to Bar du Valley Inn for offering that. The next one we have...
Yeah, what else? What else, Kelly?
What else? Okay,
wait,
here I go.
There's more. There's,
you guys are so funny. Okay, so the next one is Bartlesville Community Center. Oh, how do we all love this community center that we have here?
It's beautiful.
It is not just beautiful. The acoustics, every single time I go into anything, whether it's a symphony, whether it's a play, it's just some kind of a presentation. You know, we were there at the K-1 cooking extravaganza earlier this year. Just fantastic. They have offered us a short season for their 2019-2020 Broadway in Bartlesville. So there are three plays. plays that people will be able to attend. So that's a short season for two. Tickets wow. for two to go to that. So
that's
yes.
ring-a-ding-ding. That's good stuff.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Then we also have two season passes to Silver Dollar City.
There you go.
You know, living in this area, in this neighborhood, mm. we love to be able to go, you know, do something that's, you know, fun and fantastic. And we've been offered that. We really appreciate their generosity there as well.
It's not just a day pass. That's a season, all
yes.
year pass.
Ooh. Yeah.
For two.
Wow. Yeah. The final one I am so grateful for as well. This is YMCA. And the YMCA has just been a wonderful partner in terms of what they offer to everyone in this community. There is an annual family membership for the year. Once you, I think it starts probably in November. I think, you know, once you win that ticket, who's going to win? I have no idea, but I'm excited for the family that gets it, because they'll have opportunity to be at the YMCA for an entire year, and their family can participate in all the programs which they offer.
I mean, that one by itself is worth almost $700.
Yes.
Oh yeah, easily. We're members of the Y, and I got to tell you, that is a wonderful prize to win, because you want to talk about getting off your duff and on your feet and getting active and staying active with the kids too.
That's
it's
right.
it's mm-hmm. it's our whole family participates in that, so that's a wonderful prize.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're really excited to be able to bring those, and those will be given away once per hour throughout the event.
Wow, that's a lot of prizes.
I also wanted
that's
to tell you,
a lot of prizes.
It's a lot of prizes, not to mention all of the mounds and mounds of candy and free food and everything else that's going on. We've also got brand new Stormwalker Ranch t-shirts that coming fresh off the press.
Oh.
We'll be giving some of those away from stage. Sorry, we couldn't get the t-shirt cannon, but, you know, we'll just have to see how our throwing arms are doing, I suppose. But,
the other prize, there's a couple more prizes that are out mm-hmm. there. So make sure that you come dressed in your costumes, because we will have a few costume contests.
There you go.
And so we've got some goodies for that as well. And for your tummies, mm-hmm, of course, we just kind of keep feeding those sweets to you. So we're going to have a cakewalk.
Cakes and pies.
More than one cakewalk, because we have many cakes and pies that are going to be, that have already been donated, and we're so thankful for them as well. So that will be a lot of fun. And the cottage with Julie Mercier and her team, mm-hmm. they will be sponsoring that and hosting those cakewalks, I think a couple per hour. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a lot of fun as well.
You know, my 12-year-old, for her, doing the cakewalk or the pie walk, it's like winning the lottery if she gets a cupcake, you know. It's like, you know. So I know how much fun that is for the entire family.
Yeah.
So that's really going to be a lot of fun for everyone.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about a phone call I had last night with Randy Stonehill, who's going to be in concert at the event. Randy's really excited about coming out. They're currently just down in Texas and be heading up this way in a couple of days. He's thrilled. So one of the new things that we've added to mm-hmm. this year. We'll get into some of the other things we've added, but Randy is probably one of the biggest. He's going to be performing 15 or 20 minutes each hour throughout the event, so you don't have to necessarily be there at a particular time. You know, you can enjoy him pretty much any time you come throughout the evening. And, you know, Randy is one of our all-time favorite Christian artists. He's been doing this for near 50 years, and you know, I think he's got almost 30 albums, and I just saw him in concert a couple years ago, and he hasn't lost a beat.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Oh man, it's amazing. So I would personally go to this event just knowing that Randy was in concert, let alone letting on all these other things that are happening all at the same time.
Put him in the Hall of Fame yet?
He's been inducted
in the Christian Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we actually had a phone call last week from a gentleman that is from Bentonville, Arkansas, who's coming to the Harvest Festival just to see and hear Randy.
Randy, all the way from Arkansas. I did not know that.
This is going to be great.
I'd make the drive.
Yeah.
Now, we're running a little dear on time, so remember, it's Thursday. This Thursday, the only Thursday of the week.
That's right.
Go.
And we're going to be out at Stormwalker Ranch. We're going to have a lot of fun. It starts at
3:30 p.m. It runs till 7:30 p.m.
And it's just fun, 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 fun.
Absolutely.
Fun!
Yeah.
With exclamation points on it.
Come enjoy a ride on our mechanical bull.
Oh, boy.
Take a slide down one of our, 30-foot inflatable, something ridiculously high.
Mm-hmm. The giant slide.
Get lost in the straw maze, win a cake, flip some frogs, pin a tail on a horse, visit our prayer room.
And the petting zoo.
And the petting zoo. Minnie's on a mission. Wanted to highlight
horses.
Them. Little
That's
mini
right.
horses. Everything's mini. A zebu. Do you know what a zebu is?
No, I don't.
You better come see.
I better.
It's a mini Brahma bull.
Gotta be kidding.
Darling. No,
gotta be
absolutely kidding. Darling. Would fit on the table. I would love it. I love it. So we have many sponsors that we would like to thank. DSR,
yeah.
Which is Diversified Systems Resources. The Salvation Army, we've already noted. Green Country Dental. Sparklight Cable. CV's Family Foods. 4 Mile Trailers. Have already stated Bardu Valley Inn. Our Peter's True Value. Little History Adventures, Mockingbird Investments, appreciate them. Mutual, thank you. Love you, Mutual. Outpost Coffee, Ray of Hope Ranch, thank you so much for your sponsoring us. And then Precision Spinal of Bartlesville and Yoakum's Custom Leather. So those are just a few. Oh, wait, and Bartlesville Community Center. There are a few others, and we just really appreciate everyone's support, because we are turning this from just being a privatized to a community sponsored as we have, you know, engaged in our nonprofit status this year. So wanting more and more for the community to engage. And if you're still interested in sponsoring or volunteering, you can reach out to us at stormwalker.com.
Stormwalker.com.
Mm-hmm. And our Facebook page is Stormwalker Ranch.
Okay. There we go. I got
a little
separated.
Different. So just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
okay?
MK straightened me out last time. Well, Kelly and MK, doggone it, thank you very much. And don't be strangers, and let's have some fun Thursday.
All
Absolutely.
Right. And we'll Everybody. Come back and talk about the ranch another time, a little bit more detail.
You're more than welcome.
When
to.
The summer hits, it's a whole different program. So
All
thank
right.
you, Tom, so
thank
much
you
for
very,
having
very
us.
Much.
Thanks.